Commentarians, what up, what up, what up? Y'all know me, Brendalyn Marie, one third of the commentary crew. The episode that you all are about to hear was actually recorded with full intentions of it being our last episode of the year. We recorded this episode on December 27th, 2020. But because 2020 was still on that bullshit, we completely lost the audio and only recently have been able to find it and recover it. Because the conversation was so dope, so transparent, and full of jewels, we decided it's only right to give it to you anyway. So, commentarians, I give to you, commentary, the lost episode of 2020. Enjoy. Peace. Gonna break it down, break it down, break it down. Gonna break it down, break it down, break it down.
Commentarians, what up? We are back. We were only supposed to come back to you all in 2021, but we was chilling and we decided to sit down and give you one more episode in 2020. We're back at Kazi Society. I got my crew. What's happening?
What up? What up? What up?
What it look like? Everybody enjoy the holiday? Yeah.
I'm glad it's over.
It was a thing.
Yeah, you splurged out. I seen your IG. You got money.
Had a fur coat on.
Yeah, money.
Hey, you know.
She had a whole ATV in her living room.
I did.
That was dope.
I did. Yeah, he deserves it. I mean, he's so cute.
Yeah.
Plus, last year was a struggle. Was a struggle year. So I felt like this year my kids deserved a real Christmas. So.
Blessed and highly favored. I'm with that.
Let's go.
You got an episode out of The Interrupted Black Girl.
I will.
You will?
So I recorded it today. It will be out on January 2nd. It took me a very long time to actually come in here and record the episode.
Let's go.
We're going to talk about that next year. Why did it take so long?
Indeed.
Because I want to know.
It's cool. I sent it to you. So you'll hear it. I will never listen to it. But y'all will hear it before I do.
Oh,
Harlem be the perfectionist.
The perfectionist.
Shelly, when you get out.
Sound like some haters.
We're back at Kazi, like I said. Shout out to SOLC Network. Shout out to Low Cash. What's happening?
What's up?
They are, yes. We are proud to be a part of the Straight Outta Low Cash Network, SOLC. Make sure you check us out. All platforms you can check out. Man, I don't even know how many podcasts they got now. We got, I guess it's we because we have family in this thing. So I don't even know. Like they
That's
got
a lot.
Yeah, it's like wrestling and politics.
Yeah. Is it the I Only Listen to 90s Music podcast? Yeah, I like that one.
Shout out to Stacy. Shout out to Scotty.
Scott.
Yeah. Like they are getting it in. They got another host on there. I apologize.
I don't know the brother's name, but salute
to
him,
you,
too.
Brother. For real. No hey, doubt. No, don't charge my head. Charge my heart. Charge my head, bro.
Right. I wonder will we ever have shout out to Brother Matt and Daryl.
Yes.
If it'll
yes.
ever be like a podcast melee. it's just kind of like everybody comes together for one show.
Like a blitz.
Oh, that'll be dope.
That'll be crazy.
We would have to do that like in the setup would have to be crazy. It had to be like in a room of just like big conversation, bro, with everybody putting in. That'll be insane.
I'm saying 2021, I see that happening.
Yeah, the vaccine's out, so hopefully we'll be back in this thing.
Right. I'm dodging it.
I'm going to wear my mask until 2022.
Dodging it.
Oh, I'm still going to wear my mask, of course. Yeah.
Because I'm not getting the vaccine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm not for or against. I believe in people doing them and what they want to do and what works for you.
So I have a question.
What's up?
At weddings, why do they always play? What's the song? Guess what I did today?
Wow. I've just been thinking about that.
Like wedding songs, like black wedding songs. So it's Case song. Happily Ever After, I think that's what it's called.
Yep. Yeah. Case Happily Ever.
What's another one? I ain't never been married, but I've been to plenty of weddings.
I'm a DJ, so I've DJed.
I would know all of them. Let's go. My bad, AI.
I mean, there's plenty, man. You know, it's so funny that we were talking about this. So, you know, the songs, right? Because being a DJ, while, you know, most people think, when I do wedding receptions, you know, I charge a decent amount of money, okay? I'm saying decent because people always say, well, all you going to do is play the music.
Right.
And it's like, no, that's not quite it. Like, I charge people for my time. You have to pay me for my time. And if you want me at a venue for 8 hours of my day, regardless if I'm only spending for two of those hours, guess where I'm at for the other six? I'm with y'all. I can be doing something else. I got a family and friends and a bed I can sleep in and a laptop I can work on. Like, I got all that, right?
Right.
You see people come together, right, that don't necessarily have the same taste in music. And it's like, why y'all getting married, bro? But I guess it's deeper than that, right?
Right.
So let me see here. Let me see here. Wedding songs. It, a lot of Stevie Wonder joints go. So,
Ribbon in the Sky.
It's
Ribbon in the Sky.
Mia Moore.
My Sherry.
What's the one?
Yo, I love Jagged Edge. But it's the one song where they have a dumbass line in there about we might as well get married.
Let's just get married.
We ain't getting no younger. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I like Prophet Jones.
Those niggas are selling. Prophet Jones. Yes.
Is that Somebody to Love You? Or what's that?
No. Shit.
Prophet
Jones. Someone to love you. You know what?
Luther Vandross.
Who DJs the DJ's wedding?
Like, I'm going to have all my homeboys.
How does that work?
That's going to be tight.
I'm going to have all my homeboys.
I'm asking for myself just in case.
I'm going to have all my homeboys there. that's what's going to happen. I'm going to have all my homies.
Boy, the tennis racket's out today.
I'm asking just in case I decide to get married again. Who DJs the DJs?
So I'm
going to
have, let's see here. I'm going to see whoever is available and anybody can come rock out. So I'm putting it out there now.
I know a DJ for you.
He can come too. That's you know, we get it lit. But, you know, like my homie DJ Charlie Chan, that's who got me in the game. So I got to get him out there. DJ Snow. Needles, who is now Biko.
Biko.
Yep. We got to have him. Who else we got? My man DJ Climate. He got to come through and rock the wheels for me. Like, I could go on. I even forgot everybody. But however long you want to touch the wheels, if, when, and where I decide to get married, y'all in that thing, okay? And I'm not gonna do the whole sit down and we gonna have, you know, a prime rib plate and nah, bro.
Dinner will be served.
My reception gonna be lit.
You gotta choose your words wisely.
You say
about this marriage.
See, you couldn't wait to get me on. All right, so listen, commentarians.
Sorry.
Listen, I got in trouble. Okay, I got in trouble. I got in trouble at home. All right. If you've listened to this show long enough, you know that I have a girl. We live together.
I got a woman.
Way over town. We live together. We are cohabitating in a space, in a house, in a nice house. Okay.
Now you know what the elders used to call that?
We are shacking.
Shacking up.
You know what's crazy? My girl's mother is a minister.
That's right.
You had it right, yeah.
Look.
My girl's mother's a minister. Right. So it's crazy. We're going to talk about a little bit of me, not all me, but it was kind of crazy, right? Like when we first, me and my girl were in a long-distance relationship for a year and a half, right? My girl's from Chicago. She was living in St. Louis, moved back to Chicago. We decided we want to do the long-distance thing. Word of advice, don't do that shit.
Wow.
But we made it, right? So my girl, I was coming off of a travel job. So in 2018, I had a job where I traveled 75% of the time. Literally, I was only in St. Louis 7 to 4 days out of every month. Right. Like, that was it. Keep in mind, I have a son. He's 11. You're AB 12 now. So I have a girl that's in Chicago. I have a son in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
And I have me that's traveling 75% of the time.
Right.
That's difficult, bro. Because I got to get back home to see my son. Because I was at home on the weekends generally. I would usually be gone anywhere from like Sunday to Thursday or Sunday to Friday. Sometimes I'll come back Saturday and then literally back out Sunday or Monday.
Wow.
So I was like, try to get home, holler at my son real quick because me and him just seen each other on FaceTime. But keep in mind, I got a girl. So I'm trying to go see my girl. Like in between that, I'm like, man, this is rough. So I had gotten to the point where I was like, I can't do this. I had to let it go. She and I sat down. We had a collective conversation. And she was like, well, what if I came back to St. Louis?
Whoa.
I was like, you going to leave the
guess what we did today
of Chicago? Like,
look at Harlem laugh. Look, we know where this is leading.
Yeah.
You didn't see where it was going. Okay.
So she, I was like,
so she, no, because this is going to be interactive. So okay, she's getting ready to uproot her life.
See, you on her side right now, bro. No, I'm messing with you, bro.
Well, capes are flapping, like, you know, I heard. Capes are flapping. But no, I'm just saying she uprooted her life.
She uprooted. She did, bro. She did.
Okay.
So I got a winner, man. I'm telling, I'm like, hey man, you gonna leave Chicago? Like, I mean, I know I'm a handsome nigga and shit, but
there you
like,
go, there you
hey,
go.
You gonna leave Chicago and
right?
Like, you gonna find a nigga up there? You know, you're a beautiful young lady. You know, you got a nice job, we're doing well in your career,
right?
And there's just more opportunity. So outside of relationships and men, everyone, because that's not what I was focused on, but there's just more opportunity in Chicago than in St. Louis, Missouri. We can all agree on that. If you don't agree on that, you're stupid. So,
love is where you find it.
She was like, well, I really want to. I'm like, nah, fam. Reason being, if this did not work out, I never wanted her to resent me for picking up her life and coming back to St. Louis. And I was like, I'm not going to be able to deal with that because I know every conversation going forward after we break up is going to be, girl, I done left. That nigga got a son.
Your story reminded me of so many songs. Remember Christopher Williams? Promises that we don't keep.
Commentarians, I'm letting y'all in on my life today, so y'all better take this in.
Yeah, I'm just jumping in with songs. I don't think I'm going to have a promise today.
So, long story short, man.
No. Keep it. You're going at a good pace. Yeah.
We only got 45 minutes.
Long story short, you know, we did the Vibes and Vinyl podcast with Agent Correct.
So she comes to St. Louis and things are wonderful as you stated. Cool.
Y'all
been together for how long?
We have been in St. Louis for a year. Keep in mind that, like I said, we were long distance. So we were long distance longer than we were in an actual, well, not in a relationship, but longer than we were actually together, right?
Okay.
That was a majority of our time, like long distance. I'm not for it or against it. I'm telling y'all this again. Don't do this shit. But I'm not for it or against it because it is hard, bro. Like, even if you don't have a schedule like the schedule I previously had where you got to travel and you got a kid, like, it's difficult, man. Like,
right.
It's difficult, bro. It's just, it takes a lot of trust. It takes a lot of communication. And it takes diligence, mostly. Like, that's diligence because your relationship is going to last if you want it to last.
Mm.
Like, legitimately, it's going to last if you want. If you think, oh, man, shit, I don't give a fuck. Nigga, that's what it's going to be. I don't give a fuck. But
exactly.
If you say you want it to last and you are there for it, then it's going to last. Like, it's just going to be hard, but it's going to last.
Right.
So she did come to St. Louis. We've been in St. Louis for a year, a little over a year now, because she got here Halloween of 2019. So it's close to New Year's Eve 2020 now. So long story short, my son is in the house with us. And I have my son half the time, so he's in the house with us. He has his own room and video games and everything. We got our space, blah, blah, blah. And she's essentially, you know, everybody's meshed well, right?
Right.
So we did the podcast, Vibes and Vinyl.
Shout out to them.
Shout out. They just had their husbands on. So you all inspired me.
That's Harlem, boy. She's starting stuff.
Hey, man. So what happened was we did their podcast, Vibes and Vinyl, and there was a segment about 30 seconds in the clip. So I'm going to give you what led up to it. So we were discussing marriage, which was one of the topics for that day, and everyone was kind of giving their account. I have never been married.
Neither have I.
I did buy a ring at one point in time. This was when I was in my mid-20s. That didn't work out, so I took the ring back and got back the money that I could get back on it, and I went and bought a new car.
Mm.
Straight off the showroom floor, boy. That was a fuck you move.
Yeah, that.
I'll never do that again because that payment broke your boy down.
Well, we all know that my ring is probably still in the layaway.
Here we go.
Just saying.
Somebody's ears are burning. Waiting to make a comment.
He's like, that bitch talking about me right now.
Right.
He be listening to the podcast for real.
Oh, I'm sure he does. I'm sure he does.
Him and his girlfriend. Hey, y'all.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure people listen to me. I'm certain of it.
They definitely do.
I'm certain of it.
Well, if y'all listen, could y'all at least like the show? We trying to get, you know.
No, they can't let us know.
They can't let us know that they're lurking.
Well, just give it a thumbs down. It's still a.
Uh-uh. That's okay. We know. Thank you for the download.
Got to get this weight up.
Get your weight up, baby. So. On the podcast, there was we were talking about marriage, and B brought up a good point. Harlem, pardon me, whatever y'all call her when I call her, and she said, "You know what? There are ways that you can essentially carry the responsibilities of marriage without actually going to sign a marriage license. For example, beneficiaries, payable upon death." What
living
else?
Wills.
Living wills, right?
Power of attorneys, all of that.
Power of attorney, all these things, without actually going to the state that you reside in, saying, "Hey, we want to get y'all involved in our love affair, and if we break up, you know, we got to do this per y'all contract," right?
That's
right.
Why I'm still fucking married. That's why I'm still married.
We gonna have an episode on YouTube
right now.
To the streets.
Is you like Lady Future? Mask on.
I can hear the streets calling. Yes.
So during the podcast, so we I was asked, you know, so Alan, you know, do you plan to eventually get married one day? And if you watch this clip, I actually paused before answering. I actually paused in the clip. Like, you can't see it because it's not there, but in the original footage, you can see that.
I wonder if Daryl like input the audio.
Like, I feel he like probably can. I actually, you know, I got the audio.
I was sent the audio.
Yep. So
I feel like it's necessary for the story to come together.
Yeah, yeah. So I was I said I was indifferent, and I went into a quick thought, and I backtracked, and I was like, you know what? Personally, no.
Mm.
And I went into my explanation of basically saying that my reasons for not wanting to be married strictly come down to paperwork. Period. Mm. I don't believe that paperwork will make anyone faithful to me. I don't believe that 200 guests at my wedding will make you uphold your promise before the Lord. Mm. I just don't. I believe in people, period. And I'm not saying it's the Bible thumb is going to be like, oh, you need to believe in Jesus, baby. I'm not talking in that manner.
Well.
I believe that people are going to do what people are going to do, period. Period, point blank, and I don't give a damn who you are. Here's what I should have said, because I got in trouble, y'all. I got in trouble because I got a phone call. I got a phone call and text with audio and footage and video and everything.
She the police?
You a Taurus, too. Y'all Taurus light-skinned women or something else.
Is she a homebody?
When she want to be.
Yeah, she
if
a detective.
The crew around, nah, she, a detective. She in these streets, but.
She a detective.
You say she a detective?
Yep.
Hey, look, for everybody listening, don't go through your mate's phone and all that, because you're going to find what you want to, and you're going to, if you're not leaving.
I always say, if you're at that stage that you even feel like you have to do it, it's over. It's over. If I got to go through your phone, go through your laptop, all of this other stuff. Go back years in your Facebook. You know what I'm saying? All this other stuff.
What's
it's over.
DM from 2016.
Right.
Oh, you mean when I was with the other bitch? Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, that one. All right.
I ain't know you, but you still was up. No, right. So it's over. It's over. But yeah. Anyway, sorry, yeah. This no, was you your segment.
So what I probably should have said is, hey, you know what? My short answer is no. Here is why. And here's my real answer. To you, baby, okay? Because I know you're going to listen.
Mm.
You know who I am. You know the conversations we have. You know what we're doing, right? And at the end of the day, regardless of paperwork, I believe in you, okay? Another wedding song, Whitney Houston.
I believe in you. Oh,
no, but on the real, I got a good one. You know what I'm saying? And relationships can do whatever you want them to do, and I don't believe that anything is set in stone or solid, but I believe in giving my best shot and being fully committed to that purpose and that person, right?
Right.
And that's where I am, and she knows that, And just so you all know, she did not make me do this. Yes, we were actually talking. No, we were sitting here talking about what was going on. Because I told my crew, I told the rest of the commentary cast what was happening. And they were like, oh, bro, you'll be good. Da, 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 da. And we were just talking about weddings because it seems like on Christmas Eve, everybody got engaged.
Wow.
Man. We were like,
everybody did. It was like, shit, I can't think of nothing else to get you. We've been in the house all year together.
Yeah.
We might as well get married. Well,
baby, might as well get married, you know?
COVID has brought us closer. So the question is, how many weddings are actually going to happen?
That is a good question.
I think you and I have gone back and forth about this on Facebook on numerous occasions. The difference between marriages and weddings.
Mm-hmm. We have.
Yeah.
Preach, my sister.
We've had this conversation numerous times where people will go into debt for a wedding.
That's right.
And the marriage deteriorates in a year.
Yeah. Mm. And I want a, quote unquote, I want a real marriage. I don't want the wedding. I don't care about nobody else and what they're doing. I just don't care, bro. I don't care. You can do you. I don't fold to societal norms and, oh, y'all been together for this amount of time. And hold on, bro. Like, you don't know what we got going right on or what we're trying to accomplish, you know?
Right.
And it's like, I think, I can't say that, but it feels to me, or in my opinion, I feel like it gets to that point. I mean, I got homies. I'm not going to shout y'all out, but I got homies that I know for certain folded. And they was like, I mean, shit, might as well.
Yep. Yeah, but let's be clear. Just because you didn't have like this elaborate party and you just really got married for the marriage, that doesn't always mean that it's going to work either.
Right. Absolutely.
And I'm a testament of that. Like, I was at first used to be like, oh, I just want the party. I just want the attention. But I genuinely got married for love.
Right.
Never doing that shit again. And I went to the courthouse for $50 on a Wednesday.
Damn.
All of those things. You know, my wedding photos are in Forest Park with no shoes on. Real.
When you take the shoes, so I got to keep my shoes on?
So I took my shoes off and my husband was carrying my shoes and shit. It was real cute.
Right.
Okay.
I've never seen these photos.
They was on Facebook.
I saw them.
I'm going to have to go dig back.
I saw one. Yeah.
And I didn't take them down when we broke up or nothing because I feel like that's whack. It's, you know,
right.
it's still a part of your life. Yeah. I'm with you on that. I agree.
And the marriage didn't ultimately work. Uh-huh. But I think when you are intentional, like Alan is very intentional in what he just said. Like, if you could see his face, you know that he's dead ass serious about what he said.
Right.
When you're intentional about making your marriage work, and it doesn't mean that everybody that has these big ass $20,000, $40,000, $100,000 weddings not gonna work. But most times, y'all just want the fucking party and the attention.
Right. And the question that I always had is like, how long does the outsider or visitor of your wedding actually trip off how dope your wedding was post the wedding? It's not some shit I'm gonna be worried about 2 weeks from after that month.
Right.
I remember one wedding I've been to. And that's because it was like a damn near $100,000 wedding.
Right.
I can't recall, but probably one. And it's only because of like her dress is that the reason that I can like, you know. I had a conversation with somebody the other day and we were talking about, you know, marriage and weddings and stuff like that. And I feel like I will have a real wedding.
Right.
If I do choose to get married. And people got to sign an NDA.
For those of us who don't know,
yeah, Chris Brown,
that's a non-disclosure agreement.
Yes, and I want a social media free wedding, like no photos.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. I do too.
Now that's dope.
No photos.
Don't record me. Don't take photos.
So can I say this? You know, it's funny. I was just talking to somebody about that, as far as like proposing to somebody, or so on and so forth. And how, in my mindset, you know how people put the proposal all on the videos, all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally would not even want my proposal, you know what I'm saying, my engagement, to even be filmed. I saw somebody do something real slick where they didn't film anything, but one day on their page, it just popped up. It was one of my homeboys, and he had his hand in her hand, and it was just, she said yes. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now, he's a do-it-big type person. But that was like very personal to him, and he didn't want it all on, you know what I'm saying? And I like stuff like that where it's just kind of like, even if you want to put it on social media, it's still like an element of surprise, or it's an after the fact.
It's okay to live your life privately. That's some right. part. Like I think that's fine. I have always been a very public person when it comes to like social media and certain things. And Alan right. can attest to this.
Girl, you damn lie. You shut up. No.
I literally popped up married one day. Like right. I changed my status on Facebook to married, and right. I posted one of the wedding pictures that we took or whatever.
Shocked that
you probably got blew yeah, up. It, you they I probably did. Blew you up.
I
on
did.
That. Yeah,
I did. But you know, you think the shit gonna last and it's gonna work, and then it don't.
But that's okay if it doesn't last. That's okay. And people, and I'm not saying you. So let me clarify. But I think that people need to get out because people stay in toxic shit every they day do. For right. other people, and it's ooh, okay
it is for other people.
If it don't bombs. Last.
Bah! Like that was,
whew. It's okay. And every breakup is not toxic. Let's be clear.
Right.
Sometimes it just doesn't work out. But if it's not working for you, it's going to become toxic because you're going to start internalizing and
not for nothing. Shit. The last breakup I had, and up to this day, the sister and I, you know, we don't talk all the time, but we're amicable. You know what I'm saying? Look it up.
but he be dropping big words on
nah, her. Nah, that be girl, AI who be dropping amicable. Them. Yeah, amicable. Mm-hmm.
Alan, gray you still hair, gotta
he got
shut
some
up.
Wisdom.
Alan was antiquated before antiquated.
That was that's the word I was thinking about. But anyway, that relationship just ended. It just ended. And you know how people be like, what do you mean? What do you mean? Like, y'all ain't get into no fight or nothing like that. It was just like the sister. And I always salute her because she was honest about what she wanted, which dealt with marriage. She was married
always,
before.
Bro.
I wasn't. And she just asked one day, do you see us getting married? And I was honest. I was like, I do not see us getting married. You know, and then she was just, you know, along the lines of, well, what's the purpose of this? And, you know, me taking it one day at a time, you know, but I did not, and I'm not going to lie to her.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, it just ended. Like, she literally, it's two people. Y'all can't see this, but if it was video, it's like two people, like, all right, then. Walk and that's away. How it ended. Yeah. And she ended up with okay. a wonderful
that's
guy,
okay.
and they're doing good.
Like, that. Yeah. That's okay.
Because she, and I respected it because she knew what she wanted. We weren't on the same page. We were transparent about that, and it just ended.
Well, a lot of people sell themselves short by staying in situations and spaces that no longer serve them or no longer fit them.
Right.
So if you know for a fact that you want, if you're dealing with a woman who wants to be married mm-hmm. and you know that you don't.
Right.
You're doing her a disservice by allowing her to stay in the relationship yeah. with you, knowing that it's not yeah. going where she wants it to go.
Yeah.
Everybody is not content with, oh, well, we together. We forever fiancés.
Right. I've heard that. And the funny thing is, as far as my outlook on marriage, which I really won't discuss on this show because it's AI segments.
I wanted to know. I was going to ask you, bro. But go ahead.
Well, since you asked. No, as far as, like, being married, I didn't want to marry her. It okay, wasn't that I did not want to be married. I just didn't want, you know, it. And that's very personal.
I wish y'all could see my face.
Harlem, you're a mess. So anyway, moving right along. As far as how I feel about marriage, instead of just giving a boring answer, at 43 years old, I'm at this place in my life where I'm looking at it like, am I going to be alone? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Am I going to, you know, my son is 22. He's in the world living his life. You know, the holidays, my family, they booked to Dallas, and I was the only one here, even though I got a chance to spend time with some extended family. So, that's a beautiful thing. But I have been having thoughts about, am I ever going to be married, and so on and so forth. In my heart, I would like to be married or have a life partner. You know what I mean? So I'm not against monogamy.
Brad.
I'm not a fan of how marriage gets taxed and all that bullshit. But outside of that, monogamous relationship, building, life partner, marriage, so on and so forth, man. I think it's a beautiful thing. And I actually, if I ever have another child, I really would want to do it that way. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I have those thoughts, you know. But, you know, give or take, it might not be meant for me to be married. I don't know. But I'm not against it, though, except taxes.
I got a crazy thing. Like you saying that. I didn't know. What you going to jump?
Harlem face. Oh, this is the face
no,
that she
don't
made.
Don't be pointing at me.
I didn't know. I thought you was going to jump in. I was trying to give you the cue.
I'm just over
now,
here
now,
like.
Now, time out, though. This is one of the shows, AI, where Harlem should just be dropping gym after gym after gym. And
why?
She holding
because
back.
I'm the,
She holding
I'm
back.
I'm the only one in this room that's been married. She's holding and back almost divorced.
Interrupted black woman, black girl.
So here's the thing, right?
All
right. I'm not against marriage. I feel like if people want to be in a marriage, then that's fine for them. I never wanted to be a wife. Mm. Ever, because I don't believe in committing to things that I cannot walk away from. Mm. I am still, like I said, in a marriage that has been over for over a year. Mm-hmm. I couldn't just walk away from that.
Right.
I'm still legally, if I go to the hospital and they say somebody got to decide to cut these machines off, that damn nigga could say, take that out so I can charge my phone. And hey, vice versa.
Damn.
Oh, man.
Man.
It's a cold word.
That is, so, you need to trademark that.
Real shit, though.
Yeah.
You know, like, I joke and I laugh a lot, and I say that I've said this to my soon-to-be ex-husband numerous times. If something happens to you right now.
Right.
Your girlfriend has no say-so.
Word.
I could shut the shit down, bury you, and go on about my business and collect on my insurance policy.
So this adds, like, complexities, obviously, to new relationships, even though you all are still legally married.
For me. Obviously not for my ex-spouse.
Because,
as I've said, he's moved out, moved on, whatever. For me, because even though I never wanted to be in a marriage, I took my marriage very seriously.
Right.
So, yes, I still do have to say I'm still legally married. This is this, blah, 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 whatever the case may be. It hasn't stopped me from moving on and from dating.
Right.
But it does add complexity to certain situations.
Because it's kind of like a game. Well, I don't want to say a game or what if, but what if, like, you're in this, or you could be already in this, like, serious relationship now, which is your business, but then it reaches the point to where this man is like, look, I want to do this, but you still tied to whoop-de-whoop, whoop-wop. How are we going to make this happen? This paperwork got to get right.
So it could come to a point of, like, because at this point we're at the mercy of the justice system.
Okay.
When it's time, it's time. When they feel like, okay, this is when your court date is going to be to even just address the issue.
Right.
Then it'll begin, but we're not even there yet.
Mm.
Like, we ain't even there.
So it takes a man to have, like, extreme understanding of your situation.
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
And I'm going to just be real honest.
Let's kick it.
Everybody knows my ex-husband is a joke.
Oh.
So nobody is concerned.
Jesus Christ.
About moving beyond that. Like, it's not right. Even a conversation.
Right.
It's just more so a respect level of him being my son's dad.
That's right.
That's it.
And I think, for me, I think that, you know, what you just said, I think that's a part of my apprehension, right? Because it's like, man, if this doesn't work, and that's not throwing it in the universe or wishing that it doesn't, right. It's just like, bro, we got to go through all this just to, you know.
You sign one paper.
Say peace.
You sign one paper to get married.
Mm-hmm.
It costs $50 or $55 or something like that. It was like $58 to get married.
Right.
You stand in line for a couple hours. You say I do. You go on about your business. If you choose to go the route that we went.
Right.
It's going to cost you thousands.
Yeah.
Right.
And months and months and months to get divorced.
That's crazy to me.
Nobody goes into marriage with the mindset of I'm going to get a divorce.
Right.
But you do have that in the back of your mind. Like, damn, what if this doesn't work?
Mm-hmm.
And wow. You know, and that's a good point. I mean, from what I've seen as an outsider, I've never been married. That's why when the marriage conversations come up, I shut the fuck up.
Me too, bro.
Because I'm here to learn. And side note, because I have witnessed this, and I just want to say this publicly. If you have not been married, you don't fucking have advice for people who's been married.
People don't understand that, though.
They don't
understand it.
And
they
I say this with people
you,
with children.
Yep.
If you don't have a child, your advice is kind of moot when you speak to people who have children or a child.
Yeah.
Like, I see a lot of that going on, and I really, you know, I'm not a fan of that. But I will say, as far as me, never been married, I'll be honest, like, straight up, just things that I've been through in my life and relationships and many being at the foundation of my insecurities, you know, that I've dealt with over the years. I mean, shit, marriage, I love it. The idea, I love it. I'll be honest, Harlem, I never, ever had the mindset of, man, how it could cost you and so on and so forth. I've seen it. I've heard people talk about it. But I think even with me, man, it's just, I don't know if I'm one of them people, if I get married and this woman do something crazy, am I going to be in jail? Like, sometimes I think like that. I ain't never even thought financially. So I guess I'm kind of on a quest of even healing things within myself to even get to that point. But
marriage is a business.
I've heard that too.
Marriage is a business. I do believe that still people get married for love. Like I said, I was actually one of those people who got married for love because I feel like that's what I saw.
Right.
So I do think that, you know, that is a real thing.
Right.
I probably would get married for money next time. which is another conversation that I've had. But I just feel, you know, it is what it is. I'm not jaded on relationships. I'll
tell you this, though. Speaking on love, the one thing that I have learned in 43 years is that when dealing with a sister, you know what I'm saying, if the foundation of our connection is not respect and love flourishes from that respect that we have for one another, it can get real weird real quick because I always felt that love could change at the drop of a dime. Yes, you know
sir.
What I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, but respect is foundational.
Well, you know, marriage is literally just falling in and out of love with the same person over and over again. Mm. It's choosing every day to love them.
That's a gem.
You know, in a different way.
Yeah.
I talk a lot of shit about my marriage, my ex, but at one point in time, it was, in fact, you know, a lot of love or whatever. And I think a lot of people feel like that. You marry somebody because you actually like them.
Right.
But... Mm-mm.
But I guess
that shit again.
So I'm definitely not speaking on marriage.
Run me the money.
But just speaking in relationships, period. Like, I recognize that if it was like I was in, so I'm an energy person, so it got to be energy first, but that's a whole nother conversation. But let's just keep it simple. If it was just I like you, you like me, we in heavy, like it turns into love, then the shit falls apart. It's always been different, you know, versus it being a sister where I'm like, I respect who she is. Like, foundationally, I just rock with who this woman is. And I've been in a couple of relationships that was the case. But whenever it didn't work, that respect was still there. And it was just like, hey, it didn't work. Versus all this, oh, we all over the place. Well, how the fuck we feel? You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know, man. But just what you, well, Harlem just said, I mean, that's food for thought. Like, falling in and out of love with a person every day.
Yeah, because even in relationships, you're not going to like the person that you're with every single day.
Yeah.
Right.
People you're not going to love
them. I mean, you don't
them.
Like us, and we just
I
friends.
Don't. Right. But, you know, you don't always wake up and like, I am so in love with this person. Some days you'd be like, fuck them.
Right.
You know, but you still...
But I feel like
true love is choosing to love somebody continually.
Yep. I y'all are on one right now. I agree.
Yeah, I think we all in that same neighborhood.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just naturally a foundational person.
Oh, no, so I think that too.
But no, I agree with what Harlem is saying. Like, that's like seriously some food for thought for me. But if just that foundation of like, yo, I don't like this motherfucker today. I love her today. But foundationally, this woman is incredible. We just having our moment or we're going through a thing. But I'll never go below what our foundation is. Damn. This is deep. We might have to charge. Give us a dollar for this episode.
Come sit down.
That's real shit, though. Like, that's real shit. And for me, having been married and been in relationships and all of that, like, I'm not against being in a relationship.
Right.
Do I want to be a wife again?
Ooh.
If the price is right.
Oh, man, look.
Let me stop.
Somebody coming for you.
I was just
somebody coming for you.
I'm just saying, if we're going to go out with a bang in 2020, I might as well go ahead, come for me. It's all good.
Yeah, you know, I'm coming for you.
But, you know, if I was the gold digger that our friend thinks I was, I would not be considering signing a prenup.
Mm.
And that has been a conversation that, you know, I've had recently is, of course, would I be willing to sign a prenup?
Those are rough.
And the answer is yes.
You come and to the you, table.
And you can fucking cheat if you want to, and I'm going to take all your shit. But yeah, if I was a gold digger, I wouldn't even think. I'd be like, no, I'm not signing a prenup.
I'm not signing no prenup.
But I'll sign it. It's fine.
Oh, man. I'm not going to get on that conversation right now.
AI over here sweating like a mother.
Look, I'm knee.
Look, I don't want to say nothing
AI,
else.
You need a prenup?
I cannot confirm nor deny, okay? For some reason, everybody think I got a lot of money. I don't know why.
You like, don't got a lot of money. You got plenty of money.
I do not, bro. I'm out here like
Harlem the one with all the paper. Not to put your business out there.
I mean, that's why we need a prenup.
If they knew
his prenup, it's mine.
If they knew your professions, that's all I'm gonna say.
I have been told though that, you know, both parties should get one. Like, I mean, because you gotta think about it, right? And
you wasn't in the gym. Shooting with me in the gym.
Well, it's not even that, right? But I mean, what entitles you to take, you know, what I come with, you know, eventually or one day.
Right.
But on the same token, I think that if two people are amicable, that they'll be able to, you know, in this moment, we can make a decision that if this, and this happens, this is what it looks like. You know what I'm saying?
Very, very real. It doesn't matter how little or how much someone has.
Right.
If you have something that was purchased or earned during your marriage, legally, your spouse is supposed to be like entitled to that.
Right.
I think is really funny because I believe my ex bought a new car.
Right.
And I don't want the fucking car. But when I saw it, I was like, oh, I would hate to take that in the divorce.
It's a Challenger.
No, it was a. Well, I found out later that it was a rented BMW, but.
Oh, here we go. We're going to shift gears, guys.
Yeah. Harlem ain't no joke.
Commentary 2021. We got some great things coming for you all. We're working on interviews. We keep telling you we're working on interviews, but we are legitimate. We're getting them together right now. Getting them together. We've been talking to people. Daryl's
we're just so selfish with each other.
We just like talking to each other.
That's it.
We do. We do. But we gonna take you out of school next year. We're going to talk about credit and student loans and insurance and
50-50.
All kind of 50-50. Listen, people. Listen to me. Get your paperwork right between you and your co-parent for your kid.
Boy, $200,000 later.
Boy, because this, man, listen, we going to talk about all of that, though. Like,
I'm going to have to be on
18 years.
Can you interview me on Interrupted Black Girl about me and my bouts with the support of child?
Oh, we going to talk about that right here, Doug. So
I want to say, fuck the Wainwright Building as a staff, record label, and a crew. And if you down with the Wainwright Building, man, fuck you too.
Yeah. See, that's for y'all city residents. I live in the county, so it is.
Fuck, you know. Seven Hills. No, I'm just playing.
Seven Hills. Oh, man.
Yeah, I caught a case.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that right here on commentary.
We are.
Commentary.
Y'all are going to be on the Interrupted Black Girl to talk about supporting, you know, women through various stages of life during relationships. So
I don't have to like be an interrupted time of the black month. Girl to be on there. See, like, look at him, that type of.
See, why are you so surface? Like, I feel like you just real surface with things. I'm talking about, you know, through postpartum. I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. We're going deep.
We're not talking about once a month.
I can't wait. That's going to be
all dope. The women going to come for me for that comment, bro.
Featuring, right? You know, featuring.
Oh, see, be good, girl. Right on.
I see y'all took the capes off today.
Right on. Alan ain't shit again.
One thing, can I end it on this? Because I think we got like it's.
Yeah, well, let's wrap it. We can wrap it on up. You know.
So
something that, we that don't was often a comment, do because we all got kids.
It was a comment I saw. I know we said we wasn't gonna talk about comments, but. There was a comment I saw, and this is serious. I want to say this to
because Rashad never reads comments.
Yeah, y'all got me to start reading them. Harlem and AI.
Depressing, huh?
My favorite one is when Harlem absolutely said nothing on the show.
Even you, Harlem.
And they was like, I really appreciated what she said.
I hated her.
Anyway, they was being sarcastic. But I want to say this. You know, I'm not going to say the person's name because I'm tired of saying this goofy name of who we've been talking about in the podcast or whatever. Brother, wish you well. Keep doing whatever the hell you do. But with brothers on the tip of, you know, capes flapping because you may feel this certain way or have this to say or whatever. Look, at the end of the day, and this some elder game for people who had this mentality. Brother to brother. We've all been hurt by women, brother. We've all been in situations where we may not have the type of money or the life or whatever it is that we want, okay? And I'm not saying this to anybody in particular. I'm just speaking general. Take your time. Do the work. And get to where you want to be. And that being equivalent to you being the best version of yourself. do your best not to hate or compare along that path. It is what it is. People don't hate down. Okay. Mm. Trust me. If you knew my life story of issues I've had with women and so on and so forth, which was all based on my reflection, how I actually saw myself. And that's not a cape flapping. That's just the honest truth. Situations in my life where I didn't want to be the victim. I wanted to blame everybody but myself. But yet I'm the person who manifested this whole reality and idea-ism and so on and so forth.
Yes, sir.
You were the nucleus of it all. So you can hate. You can, oh, well, if he feel like this about women, if they saying this and saying that, you could do that all day. And you are entitled to your opinion. But if you're really saying that to somebody who would really observe what you're saying, it says a lot about you. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. And this is me keeping it PG. For me to keep it real raw, my rates are... 100 an hour. Nah, I'm just saying. But come on now. Get to that place to where you want to be in life. And I guarantee you, the more work you do with self, the more knowledge you have of self, you wouldn't even be on that. You know? And as the Bible says, I think it says, a good woman is a good thing.
He who findeth the wife findeth the good thing.
Okay. So you know, I was reading from St. Baptist Church. Nigelations.
I kind of miss the days where you see, like, people at the club and then see them at church a few hours later. I kind of miss those days.
In them same clothes.
I mean, you was there too, though. I didn't quite see that. I was there too, but I was DJing. I was working. I left in the black. They left in the red. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay. You know what?
I live in the black. They live in. I mean, for real, you got to think about it. I was kind of thinking. My girl asked me today. She was like, you know, what we doing for New Year's Eve? Da da da.
Going to watch me?
Yeah, I'm not doing anything. I'm gonna.
Yeah, I have to nothing church. To do. What you going to church for?
Do I look like I go to church?
You do.
I do not. I'm much more spiritual than I am religious. Yeah. I don't. Nigga ministries. No, I don't believe in organized religion anymore.
Yeah, I'm a spiritual guy, man. Mm-hmm. And I was kicking that spiritual game to you, brothers.
Nope, I'm going to be in the house on New Year's trying not to get shot. We live in St. Louis. Let's not forget that.
That's true. They locking loading already. Who going to try to go to the club? They got, man, COVID.
Y'all better
let's
keep y'all damn MO. Yeah, the revolution coming, bro. Yeah, this January, what is it, 20th?
Yeah.
Y'all better chill. Y'all better keep y'all damn MO. Oh, yo,
real quick before we go, did you get your superpowers? December 21st?
You know what? I did. I actually was able to sleep without interruption.
What about you, Harlem?
I received the power of forgiveness.
Mm.
I received the power of not giving a fuck. Nah.
Yeah, you been had that.
Though. Right.
That's true. That's true. Man, that wasn't.
You got to get a new power, bro. That wasn't new. We need to talk to the moon.
Yeah, I got to. Yeah, it's just like I need some.
You got to wait for the next supermoon.
When that's coming?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. No,
2021.
It's going to be a super. 2021 got it. Hey, real quick before we go, though, like, Trip, I was talking to some folks in a group I'm in on Facebook not too long ago, and it's a financial group anyway. So they were talking about how we are getting ready to go into 2021, mm-hmm. and in the 1920s, there was the Roaring Twenties coming out of a Great Depression, bro. And I was like, wow.
I do feel now. So,
I feel like that's coming. I saw that. I do feel like
there's
coming.
A renaissance that's taking place.
Yep.
Now, if you're on that fuck shit, I think you're going to miss it. And you don't want to miss this one. I agree with y'all.
Yeah.
I do feel like there's a renaissance.
And I think that's coming from reverting back to what you said about the superpowers.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people were making jokes about it. I didn't think it was funny, but, you know, ignorance is never funny.
Yeah.
But if you think about what that actually meant, it's the veil coming off.
That's preach.
For black people.
And a great reset.
Yeah.
Just because.
It literally is.
Because, like, they said, now, we're not going to get, you know, Shea Butter Hotep on here.
We ain't going to do it. We're like, going real quick.
But the thing is, they said, like, just with how the planets align, the last time that this happened is when the great people.
Ago.
Yeah. The great brothers and sisters went into what we would call the great slavery and all so on and so forth.
And if you look, if you are religious and you look in the Bible, it is saying that after 400 years, the veil will be removed for the people that were enslaved. Obviously, that's black people.
Right.
And so now the veil is removed. Things are clear. And we are actually now shifting into an alignment. If you didn't feel like you shifted into an alignment, then you just on that fuck shit.
You're on the fuck shit.
And you probably believe in the Willie Lynch syndrome.
The Great Veiling.
That's another thing.
Look it up if you don't know what it is.
That's another situation.
The Great Unveiling. Sponsored
my whole thing has been, Google is your friend. do your research and start to get into a better alignment. I feel like people are going to stop this whole I'm so spiritual thing as we move into 2021 because sleepy that was woke. Like a fad.
Oh boy.
But yeah, do your own fucking research. Tune yourself up and tap into your superpowers.
Sponsored by Nike.
We are superhuman.
Commentarians.
Facts.
In 2021, just be better. That's all I got for
that's
you.
That's it.
We won't put some spirituality on.
See ya.
Just be better.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year to you all.
Yep. This is Harlem B signing out for the 2020.
Rashad. Goodbye.
And I am Alan I. I'll let y'all know how my lady's gonna listen to this podcast. So I'll let y'all know.
We're gonna have her on the show.
Yeah. Why
or, I might invite her to the Interrupted Black Girl Show, and we could talk about
two light skinned Taurus.
Yes, we could talk about.
We gonna be in there squinting.
Talk about fuck them kids.
Fuck them kids.
They not my son. Hold on.
Right.
I said what I said.
No shit.
I'm just playing. I love Alan's son. So cute.
Where Torre at? I need my dog.
He's away from me.
Oh man.
That's
let
boy.
Me hold on. Before you let me ask you something. Why people don't never ask dads where their kids are?
People when ask me that all the time.
When people see moms,
I promise.
It don't matter if you're in the club, if you're in the store, where's your son?
People ask me that.
Bitch in the car.
People ask me that.
I'm in the club with a drink and you asking me where's my kid.
I've been asked that.
I don't feel like people ever ask dads. When they see them in the club, where your kid at?
But I didn't get asked where my son was. They just how you doing? You know what I'm saying?
I get asked sometimes. I think it's more of a societal thing. We probably should address that.
Moms always had kids. I want to be a dad.
We'll be glad because you don't want to be known as the mama who don't never have her kids.
In 2021, I'm going to be a dad.
No,
a deadbeat.
Uh-huh.
On that note,
I know some deadbeat mamas though, so that ain't.
Hey, good. I'm not even.
You know what?
I was great.
It's time to log out.
I do know some deadbeat mamas. I'm like, easy. Is that even your kid?
I know some.
Or is that your grandma's?
Hey, you. Some people you never know they have kids until a holiday.
I'm blocked by somebody, mama. That don't
definitely
take care of
Easter.
Kid.
Shit. Oh,
Mother's Day.
I'm blocked. I'm blocked. But I'm gonna leave it. Y'all be cool. How y'all be cool?
Peace.